Jerry Reynolds, The Car Pro, Saturday mornings at 11, News Talk 790 KFYO.
Good morning, it's 747, Lubbock's First News. Collins and Mack, and joining us on the telephone, Representative Charles Perry, actually District 83 for the House, actually taking his name off the ballot, has been taken off the ballot, and Senate 28 candidate. But Charles, you just recently had the opportunity to vote for or against the censure of UT Regent Wallace Hall. You were the only member on this committee that voted against censorship. Give us a quick and dirty on this and tell us how you see it.
Well, and this is an accumulation of about 15 months of testimony by this committee, so it's not something that we just came up one day and decided to do. Several things interjected into my vote. First of all, I have a lot of respect for the other members on that committee, and I think we did a lot of good work during session, some related to this very issue. But we came to a different conclusion at the end of the day. There were some issues procedurally that we put in place early on in the committee that prohibited all sides of the issues being heard. I don't like some of the methods employed by the trustee in this situation, but at the end of the day, the procedures that we put in place limited his ability to share his side of the story at some level. Number two, the censure document was what I feared the most would, at the end of the day, came out with abilities of the legislature to surplant or interject into how our university systems and trustee systems physically operate on a day-to-day basis. In the censure document, it extended the role of legislature into a very hardy oversight position over trustees and systems. And I think the role of the legislature is not that. I think that as governments, we need to recognize our jurisdictions and our roles and stay within those guidelines or we violate very fundamental principles that have been in place for years. Specifically be like this. Based on what we set up yesterday, this committee is going to set in on oversight roles. It'd be like me calling Chancellor Duncan and saying, we're not quite sure you're doing things the way you should do. Well, there's systems in place at the university to handle that. We had two people that had very big egos in this situation that let their egos get ahead of the institution that they support. And I think they forgot what their roles were in that respect. But it did not rise, or at least the language in the censure document was very disconcerting about being able to have oversight in a very detailed role over systems and universities, and that's just not the legislature's role, and it sets a really bad precedent going forward.
Right. Now, I guess let's go ahead and probably should have prefaced this before for people aren't really familiar with this. Regent Wallace Hall was
a trustee,
and he was actually trying to use his power and influence to oust University of Texas Austin President Bill Powers.
Well, that's the storyline. Truthfully, what the individual did, and this is the role of the trustee, is keep a university kind of on ship for the betterment of the student experience. Through his endeavors, as disdainable as some of the methods that he employed to do it were, he uncovered or discovered admission policy violations that needed to be dealt with, and subsequent to his findings, we as a committee as well as the university made changes. He uncovered during session, we dealt with donor issues related to the law school and proprietary issues that where those donors were getting different deals versus the non-donors. So we dealt with that during the session. CPRIT, which is the Cancer Prevention Institute, which has some donor issues that were directly tied to some donor malfeasance at UT. These were all things that this trustee uncovered, exposed, and highlighted. These were all things that could have been detrimental to the state branding of the UT system, which is an asset. The goodwill at UT is an asset. Unfortunately, through this process, both sides, President Powers as well as Trustee Hall, I think, put their personal issues in front of the institutions, and I think it did tarnish it. But we've got the house clean now in a lot of ways. We've got a lot of things that he arose to the level of an awareness that had been fixed or corrected or in the process of being corrected. So the man was doing his job in the sense that he was trying to make sure the university was operating above board and transparently. His methods were not something I approve of.
Right.
So you really, have to kind of look at the overall role of a trustee. You would hope that people can get along and work it out. We're fortunate that Texas Tech has that relationship where system and trustees worked well together for the benefit of all. That's right. Not the case here. But I was very, very much, from day one, an outspoken opponent of the procedures put in place that did not allow us as committees to hear the entire process and stories. Secondly, I was very cognizant of the fact that the precedent that this is setting, this was an impeachment hearing. There's only been two other people in the state of Texas in the history of the state impeached, and both of those guys were definitely impeachable. This was an internal issue that got external, politicized, and overcharged on steroids. Right. And we just needed to be very cautious moving through that process. So I was consistent from day one, and I was consistent to yesterday's vote. But I have real concerns about the processes employed to get here. And secondly, this is a precedent-setting issue that we need to be very careful about the precedent, because if you have the legislature mediating individual disputes at university system levels, or any agency for that matter, as well as if you maintain an oversight role to the point of almost micromanaging, then why do we need the systems and right. trustees? I mean, the legislature's taking on a new role. So those are things that I was more cognizant of. I think 20 years down the road, if this moves further than where it's at today, it'll be a mistake.
Okay. Hey, Charles, we're just about out of time, but I know you have a fundraising event tonight. Give us the information on that.
Yeah, 4413th Street, graciously extended to me by Dan and Lisa Wilson, and just good friends and just good, great people. But we're hoping to have a good turnout at 5:30. Again, 4413th Street, Dan Lee Smith's home at 5:30, fundraiser. I appreciate all of you that supported me so far in that regard, and we'll continue to need that to finish up the next 20 days or so. We're coming down fast.
Yeah, the election's right around the corner.
August 25th, early voting starts, and September 9th, it's all over with. So I got a lot of counties to cover, and funding and things to put in place. But I appreciate everybody coming out for that.
All right, Charles. Have a great day. Appreciate
you guys
visiting with us. Thanks. Bye-bye.